Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 1-833-HOME-SHOW. That's 1-833-466-3746. Now, the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. I'm Shefalika, and I'm joined today by your host, Bill. Take it away.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika, and thank you, North Florida and South Georgia, for being here with us today on this beautiful, crisp day. It is a holiday season, as it really, you know, you can feel it in the air.
Yeah, that's right.
You can also see it in the traffic.
You can say that again.
And, you know, so be careful out there. If you're listening to this show and you're driving around, keep the road rage to a minimum. That means like to zero. You know, someone else in that car next to you is traveling with their family. They're not thinking about you. And maybe, you know, they may take a quick cut or, a last minute turn. But it's not personal. So don't take it personal. Just keep on rolling and do you.
There you go.
We're joined today by Jocko from the Cody Man. Hey, Jocko, say hey to everybody.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be back with you.
I am. We're glad to have you. We also have Gary here with Studio Podcast Suites, as always.
Hey, great to be with you.
And, you know, we are, just enjoying the day. We have a lot on the agenda. I've had a lot of calls here recently, Jocko, people that are, you know, when you were off this show, people just wondering, certain things. So we'll get into some of those questions here in a minute. But, you know, I wanted to make a mention just, as we are talking about things, you know, Mike Lester was talking about his son and his joy for running earlier. And, you know, I just want to make a note that, you know, if you're out there listening, you have a mindset, you know, teach your children that exercise is, you know, fun to do, not a, not a chore, not a punishment. Don't make it a punishment for them. And, you know, they'll always want to exercise and stay in shape. But, you know, we are the Jacksonville Home Show, and, you know, we're going to talk today about a few things. You know, this time of year, it's important to make sure we've got a lot of thermal activity going on. Think about it. Yesterday was extremely warm, today extremely cold. You know, so your house is going through extreme changes. When that happens, things happen, you know, the stucco starts to, take its nasty little crack forms. Also, nail pops and things like that can occur through that kind of cycle. Jocko, you guys have coatings that actually have thermal ratings, not some of these things that like some of these hokey guys out there claim to have 97% reflectivity, which is a scam. You guys actually have a Department of Energy study. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're the only company in the market that has a Department of Energy study guaranteeing up to 40 degree temperature differential, which translates to 21.9% energy efficiency. Now, depending on what color you go with and whether your house has shade on it or direct sunlight, you know, there's different variables, but that's what the studies show. And, anybody can make any claim. I like to say I'm old fashioned. I'm the type to, I want to see it for myself. You can tell me anything, but show me where the proof is in the pudding. And that's what we do when we come out. We walk around your house, take a look at what's going on, whether it's the stucco cracks, the wood rot, the hardier vinyl damage. We take some measurements. We see how many paintable square feet you have. We add up the numbers and we sit down with you, go over the options, show you the testing, show you where the proof is in the pudding, show you the ingredients and everything. That way you can see what you're getting for your money. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
A lot of these guys, they just write something down on a piece of paper. Here's how much it's going to cost. You know, they don't tell you how many windows you're getting caulked up. They don't tell you, what type of preparation they're doing or, what type of chemicals they're using or anything like that. And that's what we do when we come out. We show you what you're getting for your money. And,
Well, the reality is, Jocko,
you make your decision from there.
Yeah. The reality is most of these guys out here, Jocko, aren't part of a bigger group. You guys are painters trusted nationwide. You're the Coding Man group. A lot of these guys don't have the same standards that you guys do. So you guys are held to a higher standard because you guys have corporate. A lot of these guys that are out there, they don't use chemicals when they clean the house. They just pressure wash with water. And let's face it, a chalky house that the paint has failed. A lot of people haven't painted in 20 years. You paint right over that powder and it's just going to peel right off.
Yep.
I mean, and so, yeah, the preparation I think is really a huge part of it. That separates you guys from a lot of those guys.
Yeah, well, it's not rocket science, but it is construction, in sort of mechanical science. You know, there is some stuff that goes into it. Like you said, the chemicals and how the process is done. And like you said, you read any can of paint, and it tells you what type of surface it can go over. It says, do not apply over dirt, grime, dust, algae, mildew, mold. You
got
know,
a whole list,
whole yeah. list of things like that, chalk, efflorescence, and the job of a professional painter is to know how to get the surface to a satisfactory level. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Try to get the surface clean enough and where the paint will adhere to it. And sometimes, you know, to give them the benefit of the doubt, you need to replace the surface. That's where we come in and do the hardy, the vinyl, the stucco, or the woodwork. Before we paint it, we get the woodwork done, fix any damage, and that way the surface is able to be applied properly, and that way we're able to give you a lifetime warranty against chipping, cracking, and peeling. Chipping, cracking, and peeling.
Yeah, well, on traditional paints, it's definitely like Sherwin-Williams, those guys, it's the same process for you guys. They just don't warranty against the fading, and with your coatings, you do.
Right.
And, you know, it's definitely one of those things where it is the preparation, and that is the separation between a guy who is out here just trying to get your money, folks, take a deposit, you know, spray some stuff on the wall and run, versus hiring a professional company to do it. I made the mistake in the automotive business where I hired a shade tree mechanic to fix my car. And, you know, I learned that lesson, you know, and I never take it back. I've always taken it to the dealership after that. But, you know, and that's it. You have to go to someone who's got accountability, right? Especially when you're working on, you know, your house is your largest investment. Let's face it, the exterior of the house, if someone messes it up, it's expensive to redo it. And also, the time involved.
Well, and it's protecting everything you have inside your house. Mm-hmm. So your house is your largest investment, but now think of everything inside it. Now, if I come and destroy one of your walls, or I puncture it and let water in, now there's water, mold, mildew, wood rot, you know, it's damaging everything in there.
Absolutely.
And, it's a nightmare.
Well, and the other thing that I find atrocious is some of these companies out here that actually, you know, claim to waterproof a house. And we all know in Florida, you can go to any construction school. They'll tell you you don't want to waterproof a house because it has to breathe. It has to have some breathability and permeability, or you trap moisture inside the house. And, you know, that's really, I think, you know, one of those things where if you're not a consumer that is informed and you don't do your own due diligence, you can be swayed by, you know, by pretty advertising.
Yeah, well, if you look at it like this, what happens when you waterproof a cardboard box, Gary?
When you waterproof it, I mean, nothing. I mean,
well, the water stays inside, right? And so the point is it doesn't breathe, right? And in Florida, we have humidity. We have rain every day, high humidity. And just being inside the building ourselves, just being sitting on the couch, we're breathing. We're letting humidity. We're boiling on the stove. Water is getting in there. Now the problem is getting it out.
Seeping through the slab.
Yep, that's where the AC comes in. The AC's job is to dehumidify, but a lot of times it doesn't do, you know, it doesn't, it overworks the AC if that's its only job. And so the house has soffit vents. The soffits have holes in them. The attic has holes in it, vents in the attic. That way the air and the humidity can get out. But when we waterproof the house, that humidity is trapped in there. And that's where you start feeling the sick house syndrome, where, you know, it's just a little groggy. It's just humid. It's sticky. Mm-hmm. The temperature, you know, you got to overwork the AC. The AC is always running. And the problem is, you know, in Florida, the humidity is so high, the AC doesn't work enough. It starts to, your clothes get mildewy in the closet and moldy. It's a nightmare. But we have permeable coatings. They're thick and they're flexible. They cover those stucco cracks, but they're still permeable and allow that air and the moisture vapor to breathe. And when we come out, we have demonstrations that show you the permeability of the products.
Absolutely. No, I mean, and that is really, I think, when you can see it actually in progress, and Gary and you and I have seen his demonstration both. you see that it actually does work. And that's really the reality. You know, it doesn't allow the moisture to come in, but it allows the air to breathe back out. And that is a valuable tool.
Right.
And, you know, the other part of that whole factor is, go ahead, John. Go right ahead.
No, I'm just saying, to that point, is that's what separates, you know, your handyman painter from your professional painter. Right. You know, and even that's what separates the professional painters, you know, apart from each other. The ones who do have an actual demonstration and have a kit, they can show you what the benefits and features are of their products, or are they just some lip service? They're just telling you what it is.
Right.
You know, well, they show you on a piece of paper, but do they show you the product itself?
Well, the reality is there's a lot of junk out there, and you really have to do your due diligence, folks. Pay attention to the show. Pay attention. If you want anything painted or an advanced coating, give Jocko and his guys a call right now at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. You can also reach him on the web at
thecoatingman.com
or stop in at our showroom, 2000 Wells Road.
There you go. Take it away, Shefalika.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Reach out to us online at homeshowjax.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Reach out to us online at homeshowjax.com. Let's get back to the show.
Thank you, Shefalika, and thank you, North Florida, South Georgia. We're sitting here listening to this music and just relaxing.
There you go.
We are in studio live today. It's a crisp day out. We got Jocko in studio with us again from The Coating Man, and Gary with Studio Podcast Suites. And we're talking about homes and, you know, really some of the stuff and things that you guys do, Jocko, to really protect it. You know, you guys offer, obviously you guys offer the best warranties. No one offers a warranty not to fade and nowhere else in an exterior coating. And, you guys also offer good quality traditional Sherwin-Williams and quality Benjamin Moore paint jobs too.
That's right.
So, going through the list of things that you guys offer, holidays are coming up. What are you guys doing? Is there still time to get someone's house painted, or what's the deal?
Well, you know, we're only a couple weeks away from Christmas, so it's going to be difficult to get your project done before Christmas. But
Christmas is this coming up.
1 week.
Next week, that's going to be difficult. Unless it's the Queen of England, or you got Reba McEntire coming to town. We got to get it done. We'll get it done, whatever.
Man, I said Reba.
I don't know. My mom was listening to it earlier.
That's right.
I was thinking about my mom earlier. But long story short, the bottom of the line is it's going to be difficult to get the project done before Christmas, but we are running good New Year specials. So if you wanted to go ahead and get an estimate, get on the production schedule, what we do, we come out, take some measurements, and that way we can lock in your holiday savings. So if whether it's a month or 2 months, 3 months, you need to pick out your colors, or, you know, get some repairs done. You have your roof getting done before that. We'll coordinate it around your other projects. But that way you can lock in your holiday savings before, you know, the new year.
No, it makes sense. I think it's a good option. How can they get you, Jocko?
Well, you can reach us online at thecoatingman.com, or you can reach us at 888-COAT-USA or at our showroom, 2000 Wells Road.
There you go. No, so there's plenty of ways, and there's still plenty of time to get an estimate and free estimate for these guys to come out and for you guys to lock in your savings.
Well, you know, right now there's just not, you know, people are thinking about Christmas, you know, but again, you know, as long as you're, you know, being able to lock in their savings now, that's a good thing.
Right, right.
Well, and, you know, we all know that supply chain shortages are still what they are, and that, you know, a lot of companies plan an increase after the new year. So it is a good time, because even if, you know, if Jocko, even if you guys aren't, you know, Sherwin-Williams, some of these other guys, all these other guys, they do, you know, have those kind of fluctuations. So, you know, lock in your savings now, everyone. It is important to get your house protected. If it's been more than 7 years, you really need to have somebody come out and take a look at it. Your house may, you know, have a good quality coat or paint job on it already. You may not know it, and they may come out and say, you know what, it's not time yet. But, you know, if it's been at least 7 years, you need to have them come out, because moisture intrusion, wood rot, and everything like that starts to happen when the paint is gone.
Yeah, well, and let's face it, your house is your largest investment for most of us, right? And the bottom line is, you know, I like to equate it to like sunscreen. Paint or coatings are like a sunscreen for your house. It's a layer of protection. It's the first layer of protection between your walls and the sun. You know what I mean? And the weather, the rain. And so the bottom line is if it's been 7 or 10 years, that has been taking a beating for, you know, longer than any of us would last in that weather, you know? So have us come out. And, you know, if it's got stucco cracks, if you have wood rot, hardy or vinyl damage, then you know it's already time to at least have that addressed. If it's not the entire project, you know, sometimes it's, you know, we have other things we need to address and get done before we're able to get that done.
Sure, yeah. One wall, you know, and typically, you know, you see more in stucco, more cracks on the sunny sides and more mold and algae growth on the darker side, the wet side, right?
Where the sun doesn't get to
as much. Yeah. So, and even houses that have a lot of tree coverage, you're going to have different problems than a house that just sits wide open bare on the side of the lake in the neighborhood.
Oh yeah.
And so you have to look at those things. And if you're, you know, if you are a homeowner and this is your property, you know, it's inevitable. You have to get it done at some point in time because, you know, otherwise, you know, it just rots away. And, you know, if you live in an HOA, they won't let that happen. And if you live in your own house, well, hey,
you don't want that to happen.
You don't want it to happen. Yeah. That's right. So, you know, the best thing you could do is get a free estimate. It doesn't cost you a penny to have somebody spend their time, gas, and money to come out to your place and, you know, and try to give you some advice and, you know, some options. Jocko, you know, a lot of times, you know, the cracks that these guys, I see a lot of people putting caulking cracks on these stucco houses.
Oh yeah.
We talk about that a lot on this show. It's not the proper way.
Right. Well, the problem with the caulk is, you know, you see it in your bathrooms every year, every couple of years, you have to re-caulk around the tub, around the toilet, or around the sink. And it's because that caulk, as it gets old, as it ages, it shrivels up. The moisture evaporates and it shrinks and it starts to crack. And same thing is going to happen on your walls on the outside, but a lot faster. I mean, you could think it's been in the sun all day, 120 during the day, you know, 100, 120, 60 at night. It's expansion and contraction that causes that advanced or that that weathering to occur a lot faster. And so the issue is not only just that, but it leaves an unsightly line, right? You see the snail lines in the stucco. A lot of times your neighbor's getting the house painted and you're like, oh, you know, let me see how it looks when they get done. And you're like, ooh, you know, it looks worse than it did before. You know, now I can see those lines. It's because they used caulking those lines, and it's a smooth line over a textured surface.
Right.
You can see the whole smooth line all the way through the textured surface. What we use is different. It's a proprietary textured patching compound. We call it Flex Patch because it's flexible. It's a flexible patching compound that expands over those cracks, bridges those hairline gaps, and prevents them from coming back.
Well, we will come back on that note. We'll be back after this break. If you want to give Jocko a call and have these guys come out and give you a free estimate, doesn't cost you anything, call them now at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Visit them at the showroom on Wells Road or on the web at
thecodingman.com.
Take it away, Shefalika.
This is the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so reach out online at homeshowjax.com or give us a quick call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Give us a call at 855-765-1045. Back to you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika. Thank you, Jacksonville and South Georgia, North Florida, South Georgia, for being here with us. We are live in studio, so if you want to call in, give us a call. We've got plenty of time left in the show. You can be a part of the show. If you've got something going on at your property, questions you have for Jocko, you're welcome to give us a call today at 855-765-1045. And that is the studio hotline. Mm-hmm. Jacko, you were talking about the difference between that proprietary flex patch and some of these other things. And, you know, I think it's important to bring that back around to where people, you know, understand.
Absolutely. So the flex patch is a textured patching compound that it bridges those hairline cracks and gaps and prevents them from coming back. But it's still textured, so you don't see those cracks when we get done painting. We put that thick coating on it or just traditional paint because it's the same flexible patching compound, whether it's a Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, or Cool Wall or Fade Shield job. They're all the same. We use the same preparation and patching compounds. It's just a matter of what product goes through the paint machine, you know? And so long story short, though, when we get done with the patching compound, you don't see those cracks anymore. And it's still flexible. So as we know, the house, it expands and contracts with the thermal activity. And you don't have those cracks coming back because it's a flexible patching compound.
No, it makes it. The other thing I want to make mention, too, while we're here, we're talking about repairs and things, is wood, T111. A lot of people are going from the T111 to Hardie Board. And I think that's the best, you know, option for people. But some people are still just sticking with their T111. And I know you guys have a hydrophobic primer, so I'd like to know a little bit more about, you know, that if we could. Yeah.
So if you do have a if you do have a T111 house or any type of wood substrate, shingles, or you name it, give us a call because we have the right product for you. Whether if it's cedar house, we have the right stains, we have the right you know, micro brushing to get it clean. If you have T111, we come in, we pressure wash it, and a lot of times, especially at the bottom, there's a little bit of wood rot in the bottom two or three, you know, sometimes it comes up a few feet, but bottom couple feet or a couple inches is going to be rotten. So we have where we can come up and make repairs and cut it out, replace the wood, put the proper backing in there, put the Z flange in there so it has a water drip edge, water don't get behind the wall where that seam is. We put the wood right back properly. But when we do, we prime all six sides. So if I was going to build a house today, which I wouldn't build it out of T111, I wouldn't build one today, period, because of the housing market. Nice. But if I was going to build it out of T111, I would prime all six sides of every board because that it puts a weatherproof and a waterproof coating over it, and it allows the water to repel. You've seen hydrophobic sand. You put the sand, it looks like sand above water, but you put it in the water and now it blows up. And it's like, you know, or you put a hydrophobic coating on your car and the water just runs off, right? Or your clothes. You've seen it on white clothes. Mm-hmm. Guy throws mud on somebody or black something, oil on it, and it just runs right off. That's what we have with these coatings, and that's what we put on the wood before we get through painting it. We come through, prime the house with this hydrophobic primer 27. Make sure it's up to manufacturer specifications, proper millage, proper thickness. And then we come in with the coatings that, you know, or paint that you want, you know, in colors.
Well, and that's important because what we know is any place where there's raw wood, it leaves a potential for disaster, right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take long in Florida.
And it doesn't take long, especially at the bottom of a house, because a lot of times people don't understand the way that works. You know, mulching and things like that is overused. People mulch. I went to a house the other day, Gary. The guy had literally a foot and a half of mulch all the way around built up on the side of his stucco house, but no knowledge. All right. So it's really a knowledge base thing where people just don't know. And, you know, they don't know what they don't know.
Right. I mean, you put that, you know, that foot and a half of mulch on that wall. I mean, that's just going to be, you know,
destroyed.
For bugs.
For stucco, the moisture that's held in there makes that stucco start to dust and become just brittle. Well,
what happens is stucco is like a sandcastle. When you get a sandcastle wet, it just crumbles, and especially stucco. But my thought also is stucco has a weep track at the bottom. It has a little vinyl track at the bottom that water, you know, water is going to get into the wall. Like we mentioned before, with the humidity, it's going to get in there. It's a matter of letting it get out. And so that it hits that moisture barrier between the OSB and the stucco, there's a moisture barrier, hits that moisture barrier, runs down, hits that vinyl track, and it escapes. But when you have that mulch built up over that, then it's not going to allow it to do its job.
Right.
And then if you look around your house, and if you have that mulch, you won't be able to see it stacked if it's stacked up that high. But a lot of times the house has like a 4-inch concrete foundation, you know, it's elevated out of the ground a good 2 or 3, 4 inches mm-hmm. out of the ground for that reason, so that water doesn't creep up the wall. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't, A, it doesn't splash up in there, and B, it has, so when water runs down the side of the house, it can run down without getting all over the stucco, all over that track.
Yep. And then happy homeowners, what they do is they decide to fill in that area with concrete or some other type of material. Concrete.
Put a walkway around their house, right. But then the water is inverted, and so it sits there and it doesn't mm-hmm. run off properly. You know, it's
and now you have stucco damage.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it. We see it all the time.
And, you know, so just, you know, when you hire somebody out there, you know, you have a project, they're willing to come out and do whatever it is you pay them to do. Now, whether it's smart for your house, whether it's smart for you, that's a whole nother story. Because, you know, a lot of times, just like what Jocko's saying, people that put these sidewalks right around the base of their stucco house and it's inverted, meaning water is draining into the house. Mm-hmm. You know, it should
be going the other way.
Yeah. And that's because you hired a guy that didn't really know what he was doing to do that work.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, you get what you pay for, especially in the construction industry.
Well, cheap is not always good, and good is not always cheap. Yeah. And, you know, it is something to be said for hiring quality people that are, you know, can be trusted.
And a big thing, like you said before, with me is, you know, it's like sometimes you think you know what you want, but then you don't know that it's not the best thing for you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you go into the doctor and you're like, oh, doc, you know, cut me open and you know, I want you to take this out and whatever, move my rib. I don't know. You hear about it happening, right? But the doctor's telling you it's not a good idea. You know, some doctors, they'll just cut you open and do it. Others, they say, man, it's not a good idea. You need that. That's going to, you know, hurt you down the road. You know, so that's the same thing in the construction industry. You have some contractors, they'll come out and do whatever you tell them to do, even if it's going to destroy your house. You know, and you see it in the coating industry with the waterproofing guys, or you have other guys say, ma'am, you know, that's not really what you need. Here's what you need. Here we have options. You know, here's what I recommend. Here's what you need. Here's what I recommend. And you can do what you want, you know?
Right. Well, it is important, because it is true. When you ask somebody for something and they don't give it to you, you keep looking. And so a lot of times, you know, these people that are looking for that project, they're just waiting for someone to tell them, yes, I'll do it for you, even though 4 other people told them it was a bad idea.
Exactly.
And, you know, so don't be that guy.
No, don't be that guy.
Because ultimately, then you call 4 other people to fix your problem that you had created.
Especially with additions or, you know, like construction projects like
screen
that.
Porches.
Yeah,
definitely important.
The way, you know, you want to design with a certain type of pitch roof, and the contractor saying, man, it's not a good idea. That water is going to run down and get into your house.
Right.
And like, you know, but you're like, no, this is how I got to have it. So you keep calling until you find somebody. Well, that person's going to steal your money and rip you off, and you're going to have to pay more to get it fixed down the road.
Yep, absolutely. You know? Well, you know, and in your business too, Jocko, it's like someone painting their house blue with traditional materials. You know, it's only going to last so long. And a lot of guys won't tell them that. You know, some of these people tell them they've got a lifetime warranty on a material that knowing that it's going to fade on them.
Yep. We hear it all the time.
So, you know, you want to make sure that if you're out here doing business, if you have any project going on, you want to get a free estimate. You want to call our guys at the Coating Man. Jocko and his crew are waiting for your call. You can call them at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Or you can visit them at their showroom, 2000 Wells Road in Orange Park, or on the web at
thecoatingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shefalka.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. Let's get back to the show.
Thank you, Shefalika. Thank you, North Florida, South Georgia, for being here with us. We have a little bit of time left, and if you want to be a part, give us a call here, 855-765-1045, and be a part of the show. Jocko, we were talking about before you went off air, just a little bit about some of your projects and things. And I know someone called in and asked what it would take to get on the production schedule. Obviously, they scheduled the free estimate, but you you guys have some time left, right? And then you also have options for them to pay for it too, because this is the holiday season.
Right. Well, the message is we know that every dollar counts, especially this time of year, holiday season, every dollar counts. And the more money we can keep in your pocket, the better, right? And so we have the holiday specials running. So all you have to do is call in for a free estimate. We'll come out, take some measurements, add it up, get you on a production schedule. If the price is right, show you the options. If the price is right, we get you on a production schedule. Whenever you're ready, you pick out the colors. And we don't need anything up front. We just take a small deposit, get you on a production schedule, order the materials, and then whenever you're ready to get the project going, we can either do another payment then, and then you don't pay another until we get done. We do break it down into thirds. We have financing options where we can finance the whole thing. We have, we have different options, to make it affordable for you.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that's key is options. Number one, you guys are the only company that has true options out there too, between paints and coatings. That gives you guys a huge benefit there as well.
Yeah, and we also take debit, credit, and those are big things.
For Visa, a lot of people. MasterCard, American Express,
you name it.
So, that's important. A lot of people do like to get those extra points and things too.
Yeah.
And right now it is important to look towards that new year and what are you going to do for the new year. Now is a good time to really get something put down onto a project, because I think I'm not a tax expert, but I know if you get certain things done before the end of the year, you get certain credits and things like that. You have to check with your tax guy on that, but I do want to make sure that if you're listening to this show, that you do know that you have options, and these guys do provide really good options for you. And you want to call them at 888-COAT-USA to get a free estimate. They'll come out and look at all your repairs. They'll look at all the things that you have going on. And if it's something that they can't help you with, they're part of the Safer Pros platform, and they can help you get help from one of their, affiliates. So
that's right.
One of the things that I think that people out here, really you guys, need to keep in mind is when you're hiring somebody is to make sure that they are licensed and insured, background checked, have the insurance appropriate levels. And, anybody that's entering your home is, safe.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You've got to keep your family going.
Well, you hear the horror stories far too often.
Right.
Gary, you had one recently, right?
Well, yeah, but not only that, there's this show on, it's Make It Right, Mike, and he just had a lady on, and it was his worst house ever, and ended up putting $150,000 towards the project, and Mike had to come in and completely gut the house.
The homeowner spent $150,000 already?
Oh, yeah, already in the house. And, wow. And the house, it's actually, I'm watching the episode now. Episode 2 is coming up. But the bottom line is that, these poor people are just completely got wrecked. And if you would have seen some of the conditions of what they put behind the walls, would blow you away. So, again, even some other areas, here's some electrical work, and it's all been hidden. So, again, there is so much that goes into a house, but he end up gutting the entire house. The entire house has gutted.
The reality is you don't know who you're hiring, and so you have to get the references. You have to make sure that you're hiring somebody that you have – that you can get a hold of when they're gone.
Yep.
Someone with accountability, someone with a boss. Yeah. When you hire someone without a boss,
someone who's a one-man show.
Yeah, you've got a problem at that point, because
he left all his tools.
He made enough.
Yeah, he
didn't
made
need
enough
those
to pay
tools.
For
that's
him,
right.
They paid for his tools. So, it's definitely a shame, and it's something that we do see all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they did the bathroom, and they finished it up. It looked real pretty. And then they realize that, something looks funny in this bathroom. It's a brand new, they never used it. Oh my gosh. They just started taking it apart. And the more they took it apart, the more they got sick about it.
Oh man.
What were you going to say, Jocko?
No, I was just going to say, we see it far too often. And that's why I'm a big, like I said earlier, I'm a big proponent of show me what I'm getting for my money. Yeah. Let me see the proof in the pudding. Let me look at your license. I know you said you have your roofing license. Yeah. Let me see it, right? You know, and if you have it, it shouldn't be a problem. If it is a problem, then that's a red flag. And when I look at it, I'm looking for a couple things. I'm looking, is it this guy's name? Mm-hmm. It, maybe, you know, can I see your driver's license? Let me verify, you know, because I'm about to spend 20 grand with you. I want to make sure I'm, you know, who you are and that I can trust you and that this license is who you are. I'm looking at the date. I'm making sure it's not expired. And if it is, well, man, you need to go get your continued education and then call me back, you know. Mm-hmm.
There's always scammers out there. That's right. That's the thing. And it's in any business.
And it could just, it doesn't necessarily be a complete scam, but maybe the guy is, you know, stretching the tail a little bit.
You want to
know the difference, right?
Absolutely. Well, do your due diligence. If you have any questions about anybody at all, you can feel free to give us a call here. You can call us at 833-HOME-SHOW throughout the week, and or you can go to homeshowjacks.com and reach us there. You can get the Coding Man if you want to get a free estimate. You can call these guys right now. You can call them at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Visit them at their showroom at 2000 Wells Road or online at
thecodingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shefalika.
Well, that wraps it up for today's show. If you had a great time like we did, let us know online at homeshowjacks.com. We always love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week on the Jacksonville Home Show on WOKV 104.5 FM.